and you are so much crying, weeping and doing prayer, but yet no gain. You are not given. So you are certainly a cheater. You are short. Cheater. Certainly you are cheater. You will not give him, give your this habit of giving this cheaterness. We see that you have become achyuta by this quality. So achyuta. At first we knew that we have so good qualities. And from good qualities you never fall. But we are seeing that you never fall from these bad qualities. Then Krishna is telling perhaps that, O gopis, you know my this habit, that I cannot leave this habit. But why you can? And in this night, why you can? In answer he is telling that, we have not come by our own
will.
We have not come. But you have called us. How I have called us? We have come by the sound of your venunad. In that venunad, it was seeming that you are taking our name, and so eagerly, and with so weeping, and with so murchanabhav, that you cannot live without us. And seeing this, thinking this, we became mad. And so we are coming, running here, like mad. Even we did not heard the orders of our Gurujan. Gurujan and father, mother, our husband and all others. Disobeying them, we have come here. What will be in future? We did not, at that time we could not have any thing to think like all these things as mad person. If you have come so and your words are true, then O Mudha. Mudha means O foolish cowherd girls. Then you should suffer. In the answer, gopis are telling, O Sat. He is telling Mudha and they are telling Satha. Gopis are telling, we have come to you. Swang means with our own will. Swang.
Intent, swayam.
If a man does so much effort to have gold and so much more effort for a chintamani. Chintamani is not seen anywhere. But if any man see that chintamani has come automatically in my hand. And if he
throws it away
anywhere, then he is so much foolish. So we are like chintamani, so beautiful. We cannot come, but yet we have come for your bhagya, by your fortune, automatically, chintamani you have got. Not only one chintamani. So lakhs and lakhs of chintamani has come in your chance. We have come here. You should see it. So you are set.
How fortunate you.
But yet you are achyuta. You are hatha karita. Shortha. Shortha means you don't know the value of all this Chintamani. It is very hard for anyone in world, for also Narayan and all others. We have come. But you are so much darpunk. Darpunk means those who fear from anyone. Like dogs, you know, when a powerful dog comes, the less powerful dog does his less and like so, and that uska aise ho jata, you know,
coward.
Like a coward. You are fearing from samaj, whole
society.
You fear from our husband. You fear from your all
relatives.
So you are coward. And nishthur means nirdar.
Cruel hearted.
Both. Like bear. They hunt so many deers, very beautiful and sweet deers. No, nothing but
no feeling, no heart,
no
mercy.
No mercy at all. Like you. Atayev, you have left us, but now you are thinking that you have left us as if anyone, by fortune, he had secured any Chintamani and he again fails. Then it should be known that he knows nothing. He has no idea of Chintamani. That you have cheated us, but you are cheated yourself. You have become हम लोगों का संघ का संघ को तुमने उपलब्धि नहीं की, उसको काम में नहीं लगाया. That how precious we are. You have no realization. So you become vanchita. Vanchit means you have been cheated. You have cheated yourself. You know Kamdev?
Yes.
Who is Kamdev?
The god of lust or love.
He tells to Bairagi Babaji and Bairagi Dal. Dal, you know?
Who have taken renounce order?
No renounce order. Bairagi.
Ascetic.
Those who have left world and they have cutting their all hairs, become without clothes, like Sukadeva Goswami, don't cook, don't take anything. Kamdev tells that, oh, see all these beggars. For me, they have become so. I have done them like so. Because they hate us, me, so I have done so. So they are begging here and there without no clothes and nothing, eating, no nothing. So they are like prisoners. So I am giving suffering to all those who hate me. So gopis are telling. Achha, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Okay. Vaishnava Toshini. Gati Vidha. There is a word Gati Vidha. All are the same, but I am telling some
Gati Vidha.
Some special words that he has explained in other way also.
To understand the purpose of our movement.
Gati Vidhas means Gati Vidhas, it is used for Krishna and it is used also for gopis. No? In both way. When it is Gati Vidha, we know your Gati, your movement. When you play on Benu, and Benu sound, that is Nad, tune comes to us, we at once know that you are calling for us, you cannot live without us. So you are calling. And we know that you are Kami. Kami means?
Lusty person.
So, we know the you. And for Krishna, Krishna Gati Vidha, they are telling that you are Gati Vidha, because you know that if your sound will come to us in our ears, we cannot live in hell. So you also know. As deer comes to hunters by hearing the sound of their bansi, sweet song, we have come to you. Another meaning is that Gati Vidha, you want to play, you are so much expert in playing on Venu. You play on Venu so sweet that all kinds of varieties of sounds and tunes comes in that. That comes from lower to upper in trembling way, and from avaroha, from upper to lower. These are very tunes, very good tunes. Anyone can be attracted to all these tunes. So, you know so many raga ragini, you know, so many tunes, and you are expert. So know that by which sound, tune, they can be attracted here. And you play on that, and so we come like deers to you. So Gati Vidhas means three explanation he has given. Krishna is telling that, oh, I know that you are very dhir prakriti. You are very... You will not move from your
nature.
Very strict nature. But why you can? Because by hearing the song, your Benunad, Brahma, Shakra Sarva Parameshti Puroga, Shakra Mani Indra, Brahma, and Shankar, Indra, all attracts. So why we will not? We are ladies, and we have some attachment to you, and you are so beautiful. So why we will not be attached? We became mad and we attracted, and we can. One thing,
kitava josita kasta jannishi. You are so kitav. Kita means a thug, cheater, that anyone cannot leave these so beautiful, sweet gopis, ladies, in the night on the bank of Jamuna, in so cool and very beautiful night, anyone cannot leave all these ladies without you, who you are only. So here they are telling that he kita, O cheater, in whole world there is no such bunch of thug, cheater like you. That a cheater is cheated.
Cheats himself.
Huh?
The cheater cheats himself.
Himself. All cheaters cheat anything for any gain, but you cheat to cheat you. Anyone cannot leave these very beautiful and these ladies. So they are telling Achyuta, you are truly Achyuta, because you are cheater and you did not leave cheating and yourself cheating. Your only favorite quality is that to cheat. So you cannot live without cheating. So you are Achyuta. For all Durguna ke liye, is to
bad quality.
For this bad quality, you cannot live. So your this Achyuta name is justified. There are also so many meanings hidden behind. We have not touched all these things. You should know it by doing bhajan. That's today, two slopes. Now it is evening also. No. Any question? What?
The gopis' moods, they shift. They change from one verse to another. In this verse, they're calling Krishna very sharp words, cheater, coward, fool. But in the previous verse, they say, it is not your fault. This misery, it is just our karma.
No, or it is there are two, four kinds of gopis. Swapaksha, Bipaksha, Tatastha and Suhid. You know?
Yes.
In all slokas, there are four meanings. So, you should concile it that those who are telling of that quality of gopis are telling.
They spoke. Like, and then next verse, the others speak.
Like so. Or, they have not described four kinds of explanation in all whole slokas. But it can be realized. Those who are svapaksha, mane bam svabhava, bam,
contrary.
Those who are leftists,
yeah,
like Srimati Radhika, bamna,
yeah,
they are telling so.
Yes.
And when they are praying, then it should be thought that they are Chandravali. And in the medium, Suhrid. And nearer to Vipaksha, mane Dakhinna, they are Tatastha. So, when they are telling like so, about viparit, mane man, opposite, then you should think that these are Radhika is telling, or his paksha Lalita Vishakhar is telling. Sometimes Chandravali is telling, sometimes Shyamala is telling, but sometimes Bhadra is telling.
But sometimes one gopi will also change.
Change most, so many thoughts, modes coming. Sometimes very, very happiness, sometimes so much sorrow, they can change. Like waves in sea, sometimes so high, sometimes so, sometimes. Bas.
Slokas, these are mantra, Krishna and Gopika, so that we may understand something important. Because Jiva Goswami and Chakravarti Thakur has prayed so much to Gopis that even Sukhdev Goswami cannot understand all these things. But by the grace of, by the mercy of Gopis, he has tested something. So we pray in your food that we can understand something. And what we are telling, what we are thinking and testing, only by your mercy we are. Anyone cannot realize that.
The meaning of gati vidastavo, gati vida, can Dhanurdhar Swami can explain? Gatibida. Prabhupada knew that he will have to go to his master. So he told to his associates, or Guru Maharaj was there. Gosai Maharaj was also there. Kunj Bihari Prabhu. You know Kunj Bihari? Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Maharaj. And all others were there. And he told that I am unhappy that I have come for a mission to give the things that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give. And he has ordered me to give Vipralambha and all other things and Gopi Prem. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come
to fulfill his all things. But more time went in cutting jungles of Mayabad, Sahajiyabad, Sakhi Jiki and all others. Especially if there is Mayabad jungle, forest, then bhakti seeds will not sprout. So I have cut so many jungles, but yet there are so many jungles in whole world. So my most of the time went on clarifying all these things and saying his mood become changed and he become mouth become reddish and he told that slok, jasya kadapi basananchalo khailanuttha dhanyati dhanya pavanena kritarthmani yogendra durgam gatir madhusudanopi tasya namastu visubhanu bhuvodapi. And he explained that how Krishna is obedient to Srimati Radhika. You know, there is a sloka, Sushakhyonu mad mattoru garvai dargadit mukunda kalpita kalpatalpa chanamapumaradhi nitramanandayattam. There is a sloka that smarabilasita talpe jalba lilam alalpam karmakita parihinam vibhrati tena sartham misaur parirambharam vittek varshma chanamapumarade netramanandayat susakhyun madmattoru garvi susakhyo Krishna is so much obedient to Srimati Radhika. Why? Radhika is always full of garba. Not proud, garba. Understanding? Full of always garba. Because Krishna is her madiyata maya bhav. Mood of madiyata. Chandravali is mood of tadiya bhav. So Krishna uske adhin, adhin mane ki? Controlled by only Radhika. Because madiyata bhav is there and she is also swadhin bhartrika. Swadhin bhartrika, you know, you have come here piche, understanding? You can. So Krishna is controlled by her. These are of two kinds. No? Maitri and Sakha. No? Maitri and Sakha. Eh? No. Sakha and Maitri. This thing. Swadhin Bhartrika has two kinds. First, madhyata and tadhyata bhav, two parts. And again, there are two parts. Maitri bhav, maitri mood, and sakha mood. Where there is some vinay. And vinay is prominent. Vinay means prayer, with a mood of prayer. And prominent and Swadhin Bhartrika, mane prem is less, then it is called Maitri Bhav. And when Priti becomes prominent and prayer becomes
secondary.
Then it is called Shakha. Also, Chandravali becomes Swadhin Bhaktrika, but with Maitri,
That's the major.
Prominent. And Radhika becomes Swadhin Bhartrika with Sakya Bhav. No? At that time, she can order Krishna. No? Order Krishna. And Krishna will carry out even if he will have any hint of order. Dargatita Mukunda Kalpita Kalpatalpa. Here. That is, he will always be ready to carry out any hint if he takes from Radhika. And Pra Chandravali order, prominent orders, she should tell. So Radhika is most prominent in all gopis. Prabhupada has also been ordered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to carry out this order to make Srimati Radhika in all devotees, that they should know that the Radhika is most powerful among all gopis. And to be the dashi of Radhika will have to be Rupa, to go in the
Rupanuga.
Will have to be Rupanuga. Without Rupanuga, without Rupmanjari, we cannot serve Radhika more. There are also, you know, that Subal, Siddham, they are Priya Narma Sakha, Ujjal. They are inclined to Srimati Radhika and they are pleased if Radhika and Krishna meets Krishna. But there are some also cowherds, Priya Narma Sakha for Chandravali. No? Those who plead, but Prabhupada was very, very much inclined to Srimati Radhika in favor of Rupanuga. He was Rupanuga. So he wanted to fulfill the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu this idea that we want to be the dashi of Rupmanjari, so that we can serve Radha and Krishna, not Chandravali and others. So his idea was to preach. Not preach, but it is not preached. To inspire the devotees for this Radhika service. But he told that, I could not do this, so I am unhappy. So you all should gather and come in the shade of any ashra,
shelter
of Ashraya Tattva. Who is Ashraya Tattva? Guru is Ashraya Tattva. So you should come in the key, shade of Ashraya Tattva. And in Ashraya Tattva living in one, you should serve Radha and Krishna Jugal in guidance of Rup Manjari. No? This was his motive to give this world. He told that for this I have given so much suffering to so many persons because I have snatched their good boys, educated and so much qualified boys and girls in this way. And so they become furious to me. Also some samaj means society of Vrindavan, Navadip and Vrindavan also, they made a movement against me. They did not follow my ideas, so they became opposite to me. But one day they will come when they will realize that I have done good for society, good for Vyakti, personal, and for all I have done. So. And they will repent for me that they have made against me this. So, you should serve Radha and Krishna Jugal in the shadow of shelter of Ashraya Tattva Mani Guru Tattva. Don't quarrel. You should not only think that we will be happy in gathering all the things which are now not with me. There are so many lack of things, so many things that we are in lack of them. बहुत सी चीजें हैं हमें अभाव है बट वर्ल्डली दिस थिंग विल नॉट मेक अस हैप्पी सो द फ्रूट ऑफ दिस हैविंग द बॉडी ऑफ मैन इज नॉट टू गैदर ऑल दिस थिंग्स एंड टू कंप्लीट ऑल द जीरो थिंग्स वी हैव ऑल्सो सम काइंड्स ऑफ रोग. We have the ashanti of mind. Understand? Worries so much. But leave it all. Leave them all. You should make a final goal of your life. After this, what, where we'll have to go and what we'll have to do. And how our soul will be happy. Don't go towards all these things. One day this mundane body will go and it will be old, poisoned by so many rogues. But yet, at that time, if you will give it to Krishna for his service, the life of success you will gain by giving this very bad, wretched body also if you give to, donate to Krishna. Arpan karna. So, please try to follow my ideas. You should not quarrel yourself for all worldly values, things. always keep in mind what I have told. And then he left this world. At that time our Guru Maharaj was there. And Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Maharaj, at that time he has not taken sannyas. He was the supreme of at that time. He prastav kiya. He proposed that our Prabhupada should be given to fire in Calcutta in burning heart of Bag Bazar, that is called mone ache ki naam any ghat I am not remembering there, but our Gurudev told that I will see, I request to you all at Kauratala. But our Guru Maharaj opposed this and told and requested he that he should go to, we will take our Prabhupada, this aprakrit body, to Mayapur, and where he used to do his bhajan, and he will do his bhajan, yet he is alive, he will be in samadhi. That I told you, his idea I told you. He will be in samadhi there, and we will erect samadhi mandir there, and he will guide forever there, living there with his Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Vishu, when they again opposed, then he became furious and told that, I am until here, you cannot take him to Kevadatala. I will see who is doing this. And telling very bravely, boldly. Then he managed a train from Kolkata to Krishnanagar. And about thousands and thousands of persons went with that aprakrit sarir to Mayapur in morning. At about 1st December or what any?
1st January.
31st. And they took that aprakrit body in evening, and whole light kirtan was going where the samadhi is. Our Guru Maharaj and so many young boys dig that samadhi, and how I do your Prabhupada here in Vrindavan. He did whole, managed his whole thing there. He gave Sringar, all these things, and he was given to samadhi there. Next date. In no time he preached this thing in whole India. He also sent Ban Maharaj and Tirtha Maharaj, old Tirtha Maharaj, Goswami Maharaj, to western countries. But he, as he wanted, preaching was not so advanced. He also called to Ban Maharaj, called for from England, because he done some anything. So he called and told that we have not gone to take anything from Western countries, this bhakti bhav. We have no need to take it up. So you should give what I have told to you, bhakti pratyaya Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given. Don't take their things as Vivekananda took, Western
civilization.
Eat, drink and be merry. We should not do. So he becomes something apprehensive, and what?
Yeah. Fearful.
Then he sent Goswami Maharaj. And after that he has order. Before he has order for Swamiji to do, so Swamiji Maharaj done miracles. And Prabhupada was so much pleased to know that he has done this task. You are now, you all are doing his, completing his task. Today, he should be merciful to all us, to inspire Shuddha Bhakti, so that we can do and we can also preach something. That's Gati Vidho.
One who knows our movements. So the gopis are saying to Krishna, you know our movements because you are playing the flute so nicely that you are capturing our hearts, and therefore we will move.
And second? No. Second?